All right. Good rest of the night.
Kenny Rocks and Redbud. Hey, that win had to feel good. Crossing that line after it's been so long. Had to feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we definitely got the win handed to us a little bit, but
who cares?
It doesn't matter. You know, a lot of, you know, things like that happen sometimes. And, yep. And so I was definitely stoked. And I felt really good in the first moto, so I just tried, like, chill out in between and go hard at it again in the second moto. I felt good, and we got the bike a lot better, and I was definitely eyeing up that 1-1. That would have been super sweet. Yep. And we had a good battle going in that second moto for sure, and, yep. And we were honestly pretty close, and it was kind of like that yo-yo effect. Yep. Same with Marvin. I kind of got close to him again, and definitely got into some lappers, but it was a great weekend. Second overall, my second podium of the year, and now we're going into, I feel like the last four races kind of have gone by pretty quick, so now we have an off weekend. I think a couple people from the team are coming out. We're going to enjoy ourselves a little bit, and at the same time, just try to do our work and keep it fun.
Does that mean Oscar and Lars are just going to pound beers?
Pretty much. Oscar's definitely coming, and Gilly is, so maybe Oscar and Gilly and I will pound beers.
Hey, so first, best we've seen you since Lakewood. You're testing with your bike. Is that what you did? Did you find some stuff?
Yeah.
Or was it more a case of this track surface?
No. We've just been kind of searching a little bit. There was just something missing, and we made a pretty drastic change this week, and definitely got some stability back, and that's why those guys are coming out this week too, because I feel like we got a solid base, and we could kind of probably improve on that a little bit and see where we're at. But today it just kind of made it it makes it easier on you when you gel with the bike a little bit more.
Yeah.
So definitely makes it easier. And I've always liked this track, but it was gnarly. It was definitely one of the gnarlier ones. It was super deep.
Yeah.
And super rough, and the ruts were insane.
A couple people told me it was ripped maybe deeper than ever before.
Maybe. I mean, I don't feel like we've always had deep ruts, especially going down the mechanics area, that left-hander and that
yeah.
Right around. We've definitely had ruts there, but not as bad as it was today.
Yeah,
it was pretty insane, yeah.
Right. You mentioned the lappers. They did look like they hurt a little bit of you and a little bit of Marv. At some guys, I didn't even see some guys like even try to make an attempt at trying to look back.
No, not at all. It's pretty gnarly, and especially I feel like sometimes we ran up on like a four-pack, so
yeah.
Trying to make your way around four lappers, you know. Sometimes it can work in your advantage, and sometimes it doesn't. So
yeah, I saw a few times where I thought it really hurt you a little bit, and then that allowed Justin to get close, and
yeah,
then that
I
was it.
I think it was the first moto maybe, but I didn't do the leap at least once because of it. So yeah, it definitely hurt me a bit, but I think it was kind of, like I said, you can gain with it and you can lose with it.
Right.
It's just tough, especially with the ruts being so deep.
Yep. Once you pick one, you're locked in.
Pick one, you're locked in, exactly.
Right. Well, hey, nice to see you on top of the box. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Cool.